different issues today. We think we'll have the department, have some parks, and have something. And let's hope that we are able to go on. If we can't, so we'll still have Friday. Then we will have other colleagues coming in on Friday. I know that on Friday we are expecting source, yeah, and Isimangaliso. At least that will ensure that we have a sense of your performance at the department and all entities for the first quarter. And you'll also understand, as we said when we looked at your last year's performance, the reason why we have to do this thing is because we are overtaking you. We have that responsibility. We need to know whether are you able to undertake your obligations as embedded in the various legislations under the Department of Environmental Affairs. So in our duty, we must ensure that you are able to do what we gave you money to do. We must also be put at ease that the money we gave you is indeed used for the purposes it was given, and not for something else. So we therefore welcome all of you. I know that the minister will be joining us in due course. We have an apology from the deputy minister and also an apology from TG, who has got to attend to some other things. But we know that we have got capable leaders in the administration that will also take us through what we have got to take us through on. Without any further ado, I don't know who's acting. In the absence of the DG, we hand over to you, sir.
Good. I'm going to get Jimpo from our COO section to take us through the presentation. Yeah. Okay.
Good morning, Chair. Good morning, members and colleagues. Chair, if you would allow, in the interest of time, can I kindly just go through the areas that are problematic in each program and just indicate the areas where we've met a target without going into the detail of each. But also picking up all the things in the from the fourth quarter that were not met, which means that we should connect and report on.
I think basically what we want to know, instead of us just going through the emotions, what we want to know is where are we getting difficulties in this quarter, and again, how are we managing the difficulties that we have encountered, so that we don't have to go through each and everything. Because we have those ATPs, by the way. We have them there on our iPads, on our wonderful other instruments. So we will still follow even when you are gone and see whether have you been able to meet some of the targets that you had promised to meet. That will be my own take. I don't know what members will what will be your take on the request. Would that be fine? Good? Thank you. There we are. Yeah.
Thank you, Chair. Starting off in program one. Starting off in program one, Chair, we've had challenges in terms of program one in the main around the master system plan, which we had a challenge with in the fourth quarter of last year. There hasn't been much movement in terms of the projects that were still outstanding. However, the decision has been made that we want to take advantage of the mid-year review process and defer three projects. It was one project that we needed to do. Defer three of those projects to next financial year. And on the other two projects, we are also exploring this of doing them internally as opposed to outsourcing, because our main difficulty has been around the financial constraints. In terms of the impact that this would have, there isn't really much impact because the systems are there and already running. We just wanted to automate some of the processes and try and realize more efficiency. So it won't have much impact on us not being able to meet the deliverables of the organization. Okay. Moving on to the other area, which is, though it is red, and it's red on the basis of our standards. When we haven't done 50% of the work, it's red. It's not a big issue. We were planning to do two workshops, one in KZN and one in Northern Cape. We were able to do one in Northern Cape. The one in KZN was postponed because KZN indicated that they're not ready for it. So we are doing it in this quarter. So there's no real challenge even though it's red day. Okay, so we are catching up on that one. Okay. The other area...
Okay. I see that your explanations, unless your explanations are somewhere, they're on the detailed report. No, that's fine.
It's on the Word document. Which is marked 3 on the text we handed out.
Department of Environmental Affairs quarterly performance report. It's the one with the table.
College, before we pass program one, if there are any issues you'd like to raise, the platform is just so that we don't have to come back to program one. But Manilo and Kate.
Chair, my apologies for arriving. The presenter has not elaborated on the challenges that are affecting the progress in line with the sector education training authority. I'm more interested in getting the details. If it is a problem on the side of SUTA, let us be appraised. If it is on the part of the department, you've just said there are challenges. The collaboration that you are having with SUTA, give us more details so that we know. Yes.
Thank you very much, Chair. I'm also looking at the SMC for the program one. Chair, I'm really worried because the quality, the zero date we're dealing with is currently old. Because the zero date review is from the 1st of April and up to the date of June. But if you look at the SMC for the department, I don't know, maybe there is a reasoning behind it. We see they are bringing up expenditure which dates from November. And then 2014, the expenditure, I don't know, I'm looking at the SMC. Yeah, it's on the program one. The financial presentation is.
Now, maybe because I think that's the decision that we have made, that we will deal with the performance. in all programs then come to finances. That's the decision, that, so that we don't take finances and performance as programs. If a project decided fine, let's interact with it when it's the second question, when we interact with the finances. You can speak to the issue that raised by Mr. Mabena.
Honorable Mabena, just in terms of clarity, are we talking about SHITA, SITA, or SHITA Sector Education and Training?
SIT.
Okay. The Master System Plan. MHP.
We spoke about, it was confusing as we spoke about two areas where there are challenges. We spoke about an area around sector education where there are challenges, and those are not related to SITA. Where we spoke about the training sessions that were scheduled for KZA and for Northern Cape, and we indicated that the challenge that we've had there is that KZN indicated that they are not ready for us to come and conduct training in the first quarter and ask us to come back and do the training in the second quarter. So the challenge we had there is that we did not meet the target of training 56 officials. We only trained 23 in Northern Cape, and the KZN component, there was no training. Not because of SITA, but because KZN said they are not ready for us to come and do the training. That's the first challenge. The second challenge that we raised was now the SITA as in the IP one, where we were saying there was a special tool that we were supposed to develop, and the TIPS project that we were supposed to develop, we did not continue and develop that because of challenges with SITA. Now, I'm not sure if that's the one we wanted more details on, and that one Ishamo is more details on. Yes, sir.
Okay, in terms of the coordinated and integrated permitting system, in terms of the permitting system itself, we've come quite far in terms of that. The development has been done. In fact, I think in about a week or two, we're actually going to be doing an in-house pilot study to see how the system works practically. The difficulty that we've had with that system is in terms of the GIS component. We are planning to have the permitting system, but we also want to have a geographic information system attached to the permitting system. And that still needs to go out on tender, and that's going to be happening in the next month or two. But you'll recall here that we said to you that in terms of the development, by 1st of August, we were supposed to have the development done, and that has been done as promised. If you like here, we can always do a separate presentation on that for you in terms of where we are, and just show you what the thinking is behind that as well.
Do you have a follow-up?
No.
Okay. Then let's continue to program two. But by the way, just on the overall program one, you were able to meet at least 71%. Do you want to speak to the summary?
Chair, in terms of the summary overall of program one, 47 out of the 66 milestones, which is 21%, were fully achieved. And in about 13 milestones, which talks to 20%, there was partial achievement. Partial achievement means we've been able to do about 80% of the work, but there is, for instance, if I look at your work skills space plan, instead of sending 800 people for training, we were able to send 600. So if we slightly missed the target, but there are no real major challenges that we have, and we have been able to catch up on most of those. It's just that we caught up after the end of the quarter, like 2 weeks after the end of the quarter. That's what that then means. In areas where we think there is no milestone, which is the blue, basically in the first quarter, for instance, in our DIA expansion plan, looks at us getting more funds from Treasury for our approach. We wait for the medium term to start doing work on that. So it's a target that sits, but there are no milestones at that point of time. So that's basically what that would be in general. And the three are the ones that we spoke to, the three that are read are the ones that we spoke to.
Let's
see,
you want to say something?
Chair,
you mentioned when we did our annual report, you said you're specifically going to check on me on two areas, and that was specifically the disciplinary cases, the average number of days taken there, and you can see we moved it to green as promised you to.
That's why I haven't said anything about it. Okay, let's go to programs.
In terms of program two, Chair, we have two areas where we were off target, and the first area was around criminal cases that we finalized and handing over of dockets to National Prosecuting Authority. What actually happened, Chair, is in the last financial year, in fourth quarter, we managed to finalize more than 20 cases. 14 of those cases, NPA came back to us in the first quarter, requesting us to assist them with follow-up investigations on their own goals. And that delayed our progress in now starting new investigations on new cases. However, the new cases, there's a plan on that, and we started on those already, Chair. In this, so it shouldn't be a problem. We're going to be able to catch up on those in the second quarter. The second area is around environmental compliance promotion campaign that we conducted. We had planned to have one workshop or one campaign in the first quarter. We postponed that campaign to the second week of June. So it happened in the second week of June, which was outside the quarter. And Chair, those are the two that were totally off target in terms of that program. Overall achievement of targets, 63% overall achievement, which talks to 10 of the 16. I think sometimes it's important to show, to reflect the numbers because the percentages look bad. So it's about 10 of the 16 that we had targeted, only two that were totally off target, and in four of those we were able to catch up. That's program to Chair.
Colleagues, your comments?
The presenter that said the program or the campaign was planned, it happened on the 1st of June, the 3rd of June of July, 1st week of June. Of July, not June. Okay, because I'm confused because it's supposed to be the 1st of July. Okay, thanks. Thanks, sir.
Okay. Program three.
Moving on to program three. In terms of program three, I think we've had a few challenges in that program. We've had a few challenges in program three. The first one was around an area where we wanted to have norms and standards for coastal management set deadlines that we have, and that work did not continue as there was an indication that the coastal provinces have already are already considering doing the same work, so it would be duplication of effort if national does them and then coastal provinces also do their own set lines. So that thing, because of that legal opinion that was made, this was still on hold. However, there's still engagement to see whether it would still be required of the department to at least come up with a national one before the province can continue with the coastal plan in that regard. And the second area, Chair, it's around where we wanted to do a review of effluent disposal that we needed to complete in that regard. This dependent on interdepartmental engagements between environmental affairs and water and sanitation. And the challenge has been around availability of officials, specifically from water and sanitation, and in instances, in most instances, they then change representatives. In the committees, then there was no continuity, and the progress there was delayed for the first quarter, but those engagements are now continuing. Okay. The other area is around now stakeholder consultation for designation of coastal access for three priority areas, and my understanding of the challenges there are around the issues that are being raised in consultation processes themselves, which I will ask Ashley to elaborate on. Not before the question.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Honourable Members. Thank you, Presenter. I think the heart of our mission in Oceans and Coasts is that we are a bit ambitious when it comes to our stakeholder engagement. And what we found in the first quarter is that these are difficult issues, especially on the issues raised last, the access issues. It normally means the property on which is owned by someone, and you're asking them to open it for other people. So we're a bit ambitious. The manager of the portfolio, I had a chat in this morning, he said he had had in the second quarter the D engagements or the D areas. But maybe in our midterm review, we need to be a little bit more cautious when it comes to, it's not as easy as we hope for people to give up something that they have already to allow other people access. So those are the issues that we're currently having. And if I just chat on the setback lines or another, provinces in some cases have done some good work in setting the setback lines. Especially, what are setback lines? Setback lines are when you give local residents and businesses some idea to say, in case of a flood, the wave will come up to this point. It's better that you are 5 meters from where the last wave was. The highest wave in 20 years was came up to here. So be 5 meters away. So, but we are here talking about things that people or municipalities own. I don't want to give up. Obviously, everyone loves to be on the beach. But we're saying in some cases it's dangerous. So we're saying if provinces want to do it, at least let us then decide on guidelines. But in the second quarter, we have met the provinces have done it. And to say, at least consider these things if you want to do your own setback lines. Thank you, sir.
So just before colleagues come in, I think we understand the difficulty that you are expressing, but you should have thought about those when you put in those plans. Did you think that it will be manner opening up coastal areas? And again, we come from a base that says those coastal areas are owned by our people, broadly speaking. Of course, there are some people that have taken ownership. We don't even know how they took ownership. And that's the reason why we even changed the law, to make it possible for you to ensure access by all communities of these gated coastal areas. Now, we hear you, but we don't hear you. Because how do you plan for something, knowing very well how difficult it might be, then you put timelines. You can't come back to us with them. They don't want to open up. We have all sorts of what legal instruments is at our disposal, because we're not going there. I mean, it will be bad when you find the entire coastal line of Aru is lily white. Lily white. Not even a black soul in the vicinity. Not even a black soul being allowed to swim. Now, I think to us that's what we understand why you could not have met them, but that's not reason enough, because we should have planned. What are the legal instruments? We thought that we gave you some coastal management act that makes it possible for you to intervene. Is this not possible? Unless you're saying that, yes, no, at this point in time, we don't want to bring in the legal instrument. We are still doing consultation so that all of us take ownership of the opening up of our coastal lines. We don't want to assume. That's one area. But the second area, when you say these are the, what you call the setback lines, and you then make a target yourself, it's not, and did you make that target in consultation with municipalities or with the provinces? Because why would they then have done this and you are unable to meet your own plan? Because there was no cross-pollination on this setback lines implementation between yourself and themselves. So again, in our view, still an issue of planning on your part. Colleagues?
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I'm fully aware with what you are saying. That's why they should have known when they set this target. Now it's time for us to play an oversight on the bank. We really have faith as a department. But now, for now, you need to tell us what you have as a measure to ensure that this takes off. Because it really can't be telling us that you are experiencing problems when you don't present to us as a portfolio. Please, what we have put in place in order to make sure that we resolve the issue. Because that's what we would like to hear as a portfolio. These are the measures that we have put in place. We are able to give you progress on the second quarter of the financial year. That's what we want to know. Thank you very much, sir.
Being that there's no synergy between the provinces and the departments, I'm just elaborating on what SISD is. There is no coherence, because in my view, that explanation that you are giving to us is not plausible. So if that is a structural weakness, raise it so that we must be able to attend to it. Because you are above, you have that's your space, that's where you are operating. Then there's a sphere of government, which are not in competition, but are supposed to be cooperating to avoid interference and so forth. So I'm more concerned about the poor coordination that exists in this country. Especially around the three, out of the nine provinces, we only have three coastal provinces, Northern Cape, Western Cape, Eastern Cape. It's not a big chunk, three out of nine. So it's manageable. So I agree to say there might be poking on your part. So let's ensure that in the next quarter we don't get implausible explanation. I will say there are more excuses. Yes.
Before you come in, National Review of Coastal Effluent Disposal completed. Now, you see, you brought us here, you told us how terrible this would be if we don't complete this national review, where some people and some municipalities just ensure that effluent disposal happens on the coastal line. What is then the implication of us not having done that? Of course, we know the social implication of other people not having access to our coastal lines. You know what that is. We come from an apartheid past. And with this piece of legislation, we wanted to deal with that past. Now, broadly, what can you say? What can we expect of you in relation to all these matters? Were you not sleeping on the job?
Thank you, Chair. I think your comments have touched on the heart of the matter. One, it is a pending issue, and I think because all of our red parts for the first quarter talk to a plan and a liaison between us and our coastal partners, so we have to take that comment. Having said that, Chair, the progress in the second quarter on all of these, we would like to say that we will change these from red, so that by the end of the year we will achieve, we will succeed it. Yes, and we will continue. So I accept the challenge, but I want to say that you have us on the matter. We need to spend more time talking to our coastal partners, because their implementation tool, and that's something that we could have done better on especially the coastal management partners.
I think we are all in agreement that we can do, we should have done better. Whether it's a planning phase or at implementation phase, working together with our partners. So as Parliament, we don't take your excuses. Indeed, we take these as excuses. These are matters that speak to the heart of what happened to the people of this country. We can't spend 1 year down the line. We are still trying to negotiate to open the coastal line for access by other groups in this country. It's just unthinkable. But that as it may, we still have another three quarters. You'll be with us here, unfortunately. You'll be with us here. Yes, correct. There are two, that's a problem, three. So, okay.
I do not want to seem to be making further excuses for this target or two last target that we have. Because the reason we have is on the National Ocean and Coastal Water Quality Monitoring Program that has been developed, we had a target that indicated that we would finalize the draft program in the next quarter. The program has come back to indicate that this was a long-term project for the world, that they're cooperating on this one, they cannot do it in the Gulf Coast.
Fine, and they can't do it on the first quarter. It's something that we need to do, first of all. State of Environment Report and Oceans and Coasts published. Oceans and Coast Monitoring and Evaluation Program developed and implemented. Both. When are you doing this? Yes.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, both of them are still important to do. The State of the Environment, Oceans and Coasts is normally published in the fourth quarter. So there's progress during the year. In the first quarter, we have designed some of the priority areas. So the first quarter is not the publication. The fourth quarter is the publication. We do that every year.
What do you have in the first quarter?
In the first quarter, I think...
The State of the Environment, Oceans and Coasts are published.
In the first quarter, the intention here was to identify the theme and
appoint
the contributors to we've identified the things that will be reported on, and we've identified the authors that will, maybe they're in-house staff, these are DEA staff that I see. So we have identified.
I understand your point, but of course you can't publish the state of the environment report for enforcement and cost in the first quarter, unless
you started at other year. So, why did you not say we were able to meet whatever level we had? Chair, I'm not sure why we didn't submit a table of contents like the report would have at the end of the year with the contributing authors, sir. I think the feeling between us and business processes was they were expecting more than the outline of the document for the first quarter. But we have done that work. We've identified the sections and the contribution authors in the first quarter.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
After this content, because this thing, the president announced the information long time ago, and it means that there was nothing out of the story. The old thing, Parishing Partition, looking into the economy without having looked at the state of environment in Ocean. So I really find it very difficult to understand why is it taking so long. We should be easing on the scientific basis that yes, it's feasible we can make our economy out of the ocean. This is really a critical issue of this as a history. What is the thing?
The institution that is led here is off target. It's late. It's not even work in progress. It's not even here. So it's a serious cause for concern. It means that the department there, they are caught that casual. There's no sense of urgency. There's no fast results. There's no major turnaround. I must say, Chair, this is unacceptable. If you set targets, don't set targets for the sake of setting targets. It's a smart principle that we have spoken about, which I don't want to elaborate on. Now, throughout your presentation where you have not met targets,
I want to repeat that the explanations that you are giving are not possible. Because you've got the human resource, you've got people employed, paid for that kind of function and responsibility. It's not a favor. It's an imperative. So I think, for me, Chair, in this regard, I'm more casual. There's no sense of urgency. And I think this will be the last time as a portfolio committee that we will be taken for a ride. Because we have clearly said our natural resources, like the oceans and coasts, have been underutilized. And we have identified that as a problem. Therefore, it must be a priority in order to address the triple challenges that are confronting this country, which is unemployment, poverty, and development. Now, if we are so slack and setting our feet in these fundamental issues that are game changers in the economy and the landscape of the country, then get excuses like, no, this was what, we are off target. They're not even a yellow. It can't be correct. So I think through the show, we can't accept this. We must be hard with you. Don't take us for granted. We deliver. We want delivery. So those who are responsible, I know you must account, but those who are responsible must ensure that there is at least a turnaround, there is change for the impact. Because environment is central in the entire development of the country. If it is a human resource, if there's laziness, let that be indicated people are not doing their jobs. And so that let kick in. Let those people who will work. We can't in our constituency, especially in the coastal towns, saying now this is another state of the nation address. The president is talking about the ocean economy. People are excited, but here we can't even do that's the basis. So I think if, through the chair, including, if personnel has worked round the clock, let it be the case. It can't be an 8 o'clock, 4 o'clock thing. Targets must be there. People must go an extra mile. And this is a block because this department is a flagship department. It's performing overall. So don't put a black spot on this piece. We can't accept this explanation. It's still delivered. There's no excuse.
Thank you. I will read for you what you said. Under enhanced sector monitoring and evaluation, performance indicator, state of environmental report on oceans and coasts published, baseline state of the oceans report compiles, and target annual report card on key oceans and coasts indicators compiled. Quarter one, identify themes and contributors for the 2015 state of the oceans and coastal report. Now, from where I'm seated, I would have expected that if you have, unless there's some mismatch within the department, if you have contributors, well, you can tell us the themes now, we'll make it easier for you. Tell us what are the themes and who are the contributors, because that's what you should have done in quarter one. Then we will go to the other one, oceans and monitoring. The draft oceans and coast water monitoring program finalized, that quarter one. Finalized. Now we have not finalized, definitely. We are saying that you were too ambitious. That's what you are saying in your report. But it's a necessity, isn't it? When will this be finalized? Do we have a sense? Do we have a reworked timeline now? And you are saying it was erroneously stated. You don't know it will be finalized under quarter one. Just tell us, but on the other one, do we have the themes? Do we have contributors? Send the information. What are the themes?
The themes follow the previous year's themes of physical oceanography and current capacity of the currents. It then talks about whether the plankton is in a healthy state. The plankton is important because it gives you overall state of the environment, whether it can be impacted. We also will be looking at top predators to look at the accumulation of where the top predators' populations are healthy to give an indication of the system, and the report will include sharks, seabirds, whales, and dolphins. We will also want to add this year a contribution on water quality that we started last year with the Muscle Watch program. I can list the contributors to each of those as well, Chair, if you want me to. Oceanography would be Dr. Stan Kamray, Plankton, Dr. Hans Verhey, top predators, Steve Kirkman, Navy Mpado, Dr. Karen Lamont, water quality is Dr. Stephanie DeVilliers. These are all the staff members.
Why I went back to get exactly what was the target for the quota is so that we speak the same language. So probably there's something that between the two of you needs to put right. Yes.
Yes, Chair. I think there's a bit of a disjunct between how it's actually formulated, the quarterly target and the annual target. The annual target should be the publication. Mm-hmm. And it's unfortunate you actually hit the nail on the head there, Chair, because what should have been done for the quarter actually has been done, as you can hear by Ashley. So it was identification of the themes and also the contributors for those themes. So that the target was actually met there, but the way it's framed is actually the annual target. And I think that's where we fell a bit flat. So that's where the disjunct comes in, Chair.
But still, everything said, including this, what you have met and not met, and what we talked about in the access to the oceans and other related matters, if we can work with speed and ensure proper coordination amongst ourselves and other stakeholders, so that you don't come back here in the second quarter and say, yo, we tried, we're still consulting. Still, these, of course, are not accessible to our people. We can't have that scenario obtaining for any wrong.
This is through you. I'm just a little bit worried. Is there no quality assurance taking place? Is it a matter of just documents being processed? Because if there are no quality assurance, then it means we are in for a high jump. Because that then promotes inefficiencies and ineffectiveness. It can't be correct. It must be the SMART principle. I don't want to repeat myself, but some of her explanations are just ridiculous. It can't be correct. Because you know what are the targets, what you intend. You can't misrepresent situations here, and who expect us as members of the portfolio committee just to accept as being just normal. It can't be correct. We want to see quality assurance. Because that is the highest view. We don't have any aspiration. We don't question any capacity. But it can't be. These are things for small kids, not for us, politicians. You can't accept that. If you put it, there is a target, it should be the target. If you are not sure what it is, you must first clarify that before you bring it in. Because you are analytical, you will take for granted that you are taking. You will take that you are taking for granted. You are politicians. You are not experts. We just accept. No, we analyze. We read. We listen to what they say. So these things must be done away with. You know, we don't want this kind of thing. But quality assurance is for this level. It can be. It can be. Thank you.
Want to come in? Whose business unit is you? Okay.
Chair, I think the honourable member is correct. The reason that this would show as red there, honourable member, while you have this report, is because of the quality assurance that was done on this week. And basically for us to determine whether the target is met over and above the words that are written in black and white, we need to check and verify the evidence that work has happened. And in essence, what happened in this case is we did not have the adequate evidence to support what has been said to have been achieved here. That is in essence what happened in the case.
Yes. Because what you then give to us, yes, but of course we take what you are saying, then it simply means that even on what you have just said to us is something that you must go to business unit and give scientific evidence. Probably you might not even have reported on quarter one. I know how departments work and how other arms of departments work. You might not have reported. But on a serious note, I think Honorable Mabilo has covered all of us. By the way, when we keep quiet on some issues, it's not... We expect you, as human beings, we expect you to make mistakes. But those mistakes must be understandable. Because we are paying you, we don't make mistakes in paying you every month. We don't make that mistake. We pay you monthly. When is your payday? 15. Good. At least you know that one. Okay. But I think we are not happy at all with oceans and coasts. That's the problem. We are not happy at all. We think you could do things better. Probably even your planning, how you arrive at your targets, maybe it might leave a lot to be desired. But be that as it may, we are looking forward to quarter two. Looking forward to quarter two. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, moving to program 4, Chair. In terms of program 4, the target that we did not meet is around the National Framework Climate Services being developed and implemented. In essence, for the first quarter, the development was not to be finalized. However, a service provider was to be appointed to start drafting the framework, and there was to be a workshop to discuss the framework. And both these activities did not happen in the first quarter. Okay. And on the second one, Chair, it was on a Let's Respond Toolkit that we wanted to roll out to 40 municipalities, and in the first quarter we were to appoint a contract partner and ensure that we start with the rollout. This did not happen. This work we are doing in collaboration with SALDA. It was a process that was supposed to be co-funded with SALDA. And in the engagement, SALDA indicated that they also had financial limitations in terms of this project. So the department has then gone ahead to engage with GIZ, which is our funder, donor funder, to try and fund this project. And in the second quarter, that seems to be working in order, Chair. The other area, Chair, is around a national adaptation strategy that we were to develop and facilitate implementation. But in the first quarter as well, this was around contracts and appointing service providers. This area of work, Chair, in the last financial year on the fourth quarter, there were delays on it. We had indicated that there were delays in releasing of the funds by GIZ for us to start with the work. And we indicated that they would they started with the process to release funds in the first quarter. That process was only finalized in the last month of the first quarter. So the work in this area was also delayed. And in a nutshell, those are the three targets that were not achieved in the program, 50% fully achieved, and seven of the milestones were partially achieved. Work is in progress in those. And that is all in program fortune.
Okay, colleagues. Can we hear from you? But December.
Thank you, Chair. I think it would help if the presenter would give us, this is the problem we have experienced, but this is what you are doing to resolve the problem. Then we don't need to interrogate you, because you're giving us what you are on top of things. Then you are giving us assurance. There will be no need to exchange of words. Thank you, Chair. That's my input.
Who's in this program for? Danny Chen, where's Judy? I think the point that Honorable Bungani is making is indeed important. We understand the coming in of the money late, which has made it impossible for us to appoint a service provider on the National Climate Change Adaptation Strategy Plan. We understand that. But now the money is there, then we should be able to appoint. But on the others, the roadmap for, or no, the national framework for climate change services, now not achieved any reasons why that would, or is it linked to in international funding?
Okay, let me start with the first one on the framework itself. The framework was not linked to international funding. It was around an appointment of a service provider, and I think we deliberately did not put the reasons around our own internal procurement processes because we saw that would not be an adequate reason at stake at this point, which is why Judy is sitting now with the DAC to try and fast-track some of these things, that the appointment of service providers that were not done. The second area, Chair, as I said, there were two major targets there. The second area was around the workshop that was to be held. That workshop was actually held on the 17th of July. So it just was not held in the first quarter. There were preparations for it in the first quarter, but it happened on the 17th of July. The second area, I'm trying to respond to all of them just to see what is the status going forward. The other area on the funding for FALGA, Chair, you're correct on the Let's Respond Toolkit. We've got the funds now. The rollout will happen. We will catch up, and the rollout will still happen in the 14 municipalities. Okay.
If the reasoning was non-availability of money, say, and so how we have planned was for FALGA to be party to this rollout, and unfortunately they also have their own difficulties. Now we have the funds, we will now be able to appoint a conductor partner so that we roll out this toolkit. Say be able. Okay. All right. We are on track.
Okay, moving on to program 5, biodiversity and conservation. We don't have any challenges in the areas that we are setting the target. 90% of the target has been fully achieved, and 1% has been achieved.
Colleagues, any comments on program 5? Well, if there's no comments, fine, we continue. 6.
Program 6. Program 6, Chair, I'll briefly talk to one major challenge which has had an impact on most of the targets in Program 6. Department of Public Works came up with a new reporting framework for EPWP projects. This framework was only introduced in June. When it came in June, it actually meant that all the data they had on the old system had to be recaptured, starting from ID numbers of all the people that worked in the program. So what we have confirmed here is only the information that has been verified as it's been put through the new system.
we still have a lot of people, full-time equivalents that have been employed, work opportunities that have been created that were not at that point captured in the new reporting format and system. So this does not mean the work has not happened. It was a requirement by Public Works to use the new reporting system. So this will talk to the target around full-time equivalents, work opportunities that have been created.
Can we, because all that you are saying now is that you still have these backlogs. Therefore, your rates are not a true reflection. Therefore, why don't we agree that we come back in the second quarter? Because in the second quarter, you have done everything that you are expected to do. Calix, any comments on it? Are we okay? Thank you.
Program 7.
Okay, in terms of Program 7, the first area where we had a challenge on is around redoing of industry waste management plans, and specifically these were for e-waste lighting, for paper and packaging. Okay, Chair. The study there was not complete. Had actually not commenced. Not just not complete. And this once again, Chair. So we are talk to the process there, procurement processes.
And maybe I should just explain, in order for us to actually appoint service providers, we actually have to go through a process, as you well know. Okay. The difficulty we have is that we need to get officials together at one meeting, similar to what's happening now where Judy is currently chair. And the difficulty is either we don't get enough chairs for those meetings, because the DDGs usually chair those meetings.
So that we assist you. That can't be an excuse. It can't be an excuse that we could not meet to appoint a service provider. It can't be. Because then it says a lot about all of you not taking serious the ATPs that you gave to us. If you can't meet to appoint a service provider, too bad. And indeed, we will find you guilty of not having performed. It can't be a plausible reason. I don't even want you to complete it. It can't be a plausible reason. We said so the last time, by the way. You came here to us and told us about your procurement difficulties. We said, okay, please, they're not our difficulties. What we want to see is that the APPs that we have crafted must be met. So you can't have issues of procurement and delays. Delays by yourself, for that matter. We have crafted these plans. It can't be a plausible excuse for any department, for any entity. None whatsoever. Unless you say, you know, we're waiting for a political advice. Then we'll ask the minister. But you're saying yourselves, because you are in procurement, the minister, not in procurement. So you agree with us. Thank you. Next one. Same. Again, not acceptable. Not, but why should we be saying the same thing to you over and over again? And we said to you, as you, we understand the issue that you have raised, where you were promised some monies from somewhere and those monies never came. That's understandable. But where we have given you money, we as the parliament, we give you money, you can't meet to use that money to take forward your mandate. Just unacceptable, and therefore your red reasons cannot stand, are not acceptable. And when you come back again, and you have the same reasons, we might decide that something will not be fired. Because it's you. It's you basically who must ensure that these mandates are met and these entities are met. It's you crafted them in the first place. As to how you change your own operations and your meeting times, even if you meet at 12 o'clock at night, we have no problem as long as you meet to take forward your mandate. Yes, yes, sir.
Just to echo the fact that the provinces that are affected by asbestos, they are at the receiving end. And I'm adversely affected as well from my province. Hectares of asbestos contaminated land remediated. So I'm saying the sense of urgency we want to see it as well. I'm just echoing what the chair said. To say let's bring fundamental change to the lives of our people, especially around those who are affected by these problems identified. That's it. But the delay is really unnecessary, and its impact is going to be felt. Can I be protected?
Yeah, we are protected.
Go on, go on. The department here is conversing.
Continue.
So that's the point that I was trying to make, just to emphasize what the chair was really saying. That targets that are set, they must be met, and if they are not met, we must explain in well in advance in a reasonable manner. But the point is that by dealing with human life, people have been affected once we don't do things that we said we will do. That it is also about our delivery. Thank you.
Thank you. You want to
respond?
Not necessarily to respond, Chair, but just maybe to provide more information on the asbestos one and the real other challenges, because it's not just internal challenges with our procurement services, but it's also the funding for that. With that, hence, we still needed to engage with Treasury further on that, and those engagements with Treasury. I'll say it's internal because it's still our engagements with Treasury, but this could be a bigger challenge going forward because we actually do not have adequate funds for that.
No, we have read what you said, I'm a very fast reader. There's a meeting that was arranged with Treasury that never said. It's in the same vein that Honorable Mabila is raising this matter. That it is, had that meeting said, probably there would be some milestones now with regard to this particular matter. The worst part is that even you on your own, you can't even meet. That's terrible. You can't meet to implement and to ensure implementation of your own ADDs. Totally unacceptable. I think if we were not to say that, I don't think that you would respect us. If we were to say it's a good thing to do, that you can't meet in the department to deal with these matters of procurement, we will speak to the DC when she comes and tell that this is what you said. Can't meet. And ask her, why does she make it possible for you not to meet?
Yeah. I didn't say we can, I think you're a political meeting.
No.
Don't be a politician. Don't be a politician. What difference does that make?
And I'm not being facetious when I say this here. It sometimes is instances like this here where important meetings like this actually have to be foregone so that we can actually have that meeting here. Because it's not only about the chair, but it's also about individuals from the department. And we've got to ensure the sanctity of the process. But we take your point, Chair, and the point is that we as a department need to make the effort to actually have that meeting and ensure that we take our projects forward.
It would not be correct.
Colleagues, by the way, we have a duty to oversight you. You can't then make your inability to meet to be a problem caused by Parliament. It can't. It can never be. Because we meet with you once in a blue moon, and every day from 8 to 5 or whatever, you are in the department. And at times even when the CEO of Sunbeam is not here but has brought in people who are able to speak to the matter, we have no problem at all. Because we interact with those, we understand that departments must still run. Entities must still run. So if indeed does not recommend, my apologies, but I thought he meant that he's written like this, that makes it possible. Yes.
I think I'm pretty much... He's never quiet. But that's not what we mean, Chase. It's absolutely not what we mean. We take the point that the committee has to do the oversight here, and we will comply here. As I said, we take the point, we will sort out our internal issues.
We think that there are few issues that are in the department, issues of planning, issues of coordination with other stakeholders, but even issues of coordination amongst ourselves, that's even worse. Even amongst ourselves, we can't even coordinate. But that does not take away that in many instances we have been able to meet your targets. That doesn't take that away, that in many instances we have been able to meet your targets, and again, it's something that all of us should be proud of. We don't know whether you wanted to go to the finances. Do you need to? Do you need to go to the finances, or should we look at finances in the after June, in the half year? Because for now, we will be much better with your performance. Then finances, of course, we can... Now, I know it's a mess up, my friend. Yeah. So, if at least in the second quarter, we'll be having, again, finances, because I'm also... You can take some money from this one to this one, et cetera, as long as you also agree with Treasury. So, colleagues, I'm just getting, should we go to finances in the department, or should we take finances at ASEAN 10?
With your guidance, I think it will be proper that your suggestion that maybe we take that ASEAN. I don't have a problem. So that we have more comprehensive picture of how much has been expended. I don't have a problem, so I will support that proposition. At least we've got, yeah.
Can we hear from you on this proposal?
You just put me on the spot now. I don't want to disagree with the chair. Now in finance, and then we'll look at the half-yearly finances. But I was wanted to look at the... But anyway, finance.
I know, I can spend on you. You know, the other reason why, when you are at half-year mark, is either you are going to make it or you are not going to make it in terms of your financial controls. If you have not spent what you should have spent, how you are going to fast-track it, that's another matter. Because you must also show that you have the capacity to fast-track spending. But again, we will have a sense that you are at halfway with spending or you are at no way with spending. So at least we can have some wonderful discourse there at half year. But that does not take away that in terms of performance, we will still hold you on a quarter-to-quarter basis. But on these finances, we can get them at the half year. I think if we are agreed on the principle, then the same principle will then apply to the entity as well. Thank you. Colleagues, thank you very much. Department, you know, we are always proud of you. We are proud of what you do, but we hope you are also proud of what we do. Don't come back with the same reasons. Please, don't come back and tell us that we could not meet, etc. Understandable if our foreign funders gave us money late. Yes, we understand that. That can be, there's nothing we can do about it, if we didn't want to. But again, the issue that we have raised, we should also be thinking, how do we avert us not undertaking certain projects because we are totally dependent on foreign money? How do we address that? It's a discussion that you might have. And that foreign funding element seems to be under climate change. It looks like all our programs, they are dependent on foreign funding. So, And again, how do we then come up with all these adaptation mitigation plans and roll out some of those to the various municipalities if we are only dependent on international funding? But by and large, apart from what we have said, we appreciate your coming here, and hopefully you can go and do and have those meetings, those procurement meetings now. And go and have those procurement meetings now. We now are having the yes, sir.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to make one thing from the CFO to you, Chair. When they give us performance, financial performances, it doesn't include what happened on the previous term. Because that sort of like confuses us. If you are reporting quite a while, it must be from the 1st of April up to a certain point where you say it's from the 1st of April, maybe 30th of June. Don't give us performances over the previous term. Because like I was looking something which happened in November to December, which was in Lima, Peru. And the other things that were happening in 2012, I see them in the S&T of the department, especially on the administration one. And I was looking at the S&T, I was really confused, why is this fraud? Because according to your report, it's from the 1st of April to the 30th of June. But you are quoting things which happened, or you are giving us reports which are on the 2014 financial year, 2014-2015, which was confusing for me. That's why I wanted clarity.
Let's deal with the details when they come. Let's deal with those details, because being a person who has also dealt with finances at some stage, you find that if something is paid now, it will reflect now. But it's speaking to an activity of 2012. In financial terms, those things do happen. But be that as it may, then let's leave it for now, so that when we come back, of course, they will have taken into account what you've just said for money. But we now, who's on the hot seat now? Van Parks, yes. Thank you very much. Let's welcome this. It's not a hot seat. It's a mild hot seat. You are most welcome. And we know that we have just met not very far away from today. And we dealt with your performance for the year. Now we are dealing, you see, we did not have many questions at that time. And now we are dealing with your current performance, including the killing of our rhinos. The platform is yours. I don't know whether there's any introduction matter to make. CEO, the platform is yours.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair, Honorable Members, colleagues for the Department. I'm accompanied here, Chair, today by two of my colleagues. The CFO, Mr. Rajesh Mahabir, and then the acting ME, Tourism and Marketing, Gitu Vargis, and also Teboho Mokwena, who's like a team for in the department. Perhaps this will be him presenting to the chair, but Chairperson, I'm shivering a bit after listening to the barrage of persons. Chairperson, I'll try my best. Chair, I just want to say up front that at some point our strategic plan 2016-2020, we started drafting a letter to the minister because we want to amend it. We want to amend it, Chairperson, because we want Sandbox to refocus because of three areas of our government. The first one, Chair, there's a government's radical socio-economic agenda for transformation. We want to align ourselves with that. Second one, there's a clear transitioning to a green and inclusive economic imperatives. we want to make sure that we align ourselves with that. There's also a government responsible tourism strategy. Because we're an institution that is a mix of business and conservation, especially tourism. Therefore, we want to align ourselves. Second, Chairperson, is one area that you touched on when we were presenting our annual report, was that in the third quarter, when we report here, we are going to engage the board because there are four areas in our ABP that they don't feel comfortable when we report. But we are here, Chairperson and members, not changing anything, but to report exactly what we have done in our first quarter. Chair, I will focus on red areas. However, there will be areas where I want to tell the committee because of the external factors. We might look green, but we will be working through a difficult challenge. We have four faces. The one looks smiling, and then the next one is under review where there's caution. And then we have a red that you like explanations on. And also we have the blue. This is where there has been no target set in the APP for the first quarter. Check on this first light, you see a yellow and a green there. But I want to put context correctly because this is the business part of Sandbox. But we are affected by the external factors. Yes, we always pay for the break-even budget because we cannot always declare profits. But if you look at our income share and members, we are below our quota target. Because for the year, we are looking at 1.4 billion. We're supposed to have made 410 million first quarter of the year, but we've made only 270, which means we are 7.3 below budget. We are not alone in this scenario. The whole tourism sector is affected. Therefore, there's an underperformance there of almost 11.5 million. This is due to the decline to the visitors visiting our parks. The next one is on expenditure. One, he asked why you put a green if we are spending less. There are various reasons for that. But we are careful in doing so because we cannot compromise in terms of our delivery. I just want to indicate that there's a saving of 7.8% on expenditure. We are currently, when it comes to human resources, at 58% expenditure of the total budget is on HR cost. The board instructed us to try to cut it down to 55%. Therefore, we are taking that instruction, hence we put a moratorium on some of the filling of the positions in order to be at 55%. That's the reason, members. Therefore, we put that moratorium in February this year. We are also embarking on an organizational design exercise because structurally, we are feeling safe, we are seeing some challenges in order to deliver appropriately. You will have divisions where we feel that they are over-sourced. You will have other areas that are under-sourced. We are managing a system of parks that were expanding. In some parks, they were small 20 years ago. Now they triple the size, but the structure is still the same. Therefore, we need to look at that because we cannot compromise our operations. Hence, we are embarking on an OD exercise. We do assure our staff that it's not about retrenchments. It's about structurally to be correct in order to deliver. We made savings on our operational costs because we're tightening the belt of course. I mean, the call is clear in that area. We are trying to do that. But we want to monitor our budget continuously so that we can focus appropriately. Therefore, although it's not red, I have to let me talk to it. The same with the next one, 1.2, our tourism revenue, there's a decline in our tourism numbers. Interesting one, Chair, I will talk to. If you look at heart occupancy, there are people staying in our accommodation. Although there's a decline in day visitors, but occupancies, people still visit and stay in our park. It's not like a contradiction, but it means those who come in and out, there's a decline in those. Even here in Table Mountain, we have a lot of tourists coming to this park, using a cable car, visiting the borders, the penguins. They go to the seaport, we see some decline there. I'm going to look for the red chair. The one on wetlands is a planning issue, one of the members. The planning was low there. Therefore, there was late approval of the EPWP working plans. That's similar to what the department articulated earlier. It was the money we get with outside corners. Therefore, there was a slow process in achieving that. Hence, you see red in terms of the application of our plans. Another red chair. We, under total number of 2 full-time equivalent jobs created, we have the other. The other are the programs like the Home Sevenza that is run by Sandy. We do send the interns in that program, and also other programs we have. Again, that we will need to accelerate the issue of learnerships, because we're even supposed to provide a number to Sandy. That number was less due to some elements of budget constraints. But it's one area, Chairperson, moving forward, we need to accelerate. Another one, which is we targeted 50 temporary jobs for the year. We have achieved only 20. In this area, Chair, we take 1% of our total income to do some of the social economy projects. We have approved a list of projects in February this year across all provinces from that 1%. What is delaying this is approval of those plans, because they submit a list to us, the ETCO. We approve the list. They must go and plan with provinces so that we can roll out this. But once a person, this is rolled out, you will see a change in the next quarter. So they are starting now to implement, because they were planning all the time since we have approved that.
So, well, I say I'm seeing an annual target. Now, how do we, because I will make a simple arithmetic on your annual target and come to a quarterly target, 50 divided by 4. That will be on what we're talking about now. Therefore, excellent performance.
It's as far as we have said this quarter, but we have planned 20. Sorry, we have not sold. We have planned 20.
We have planned 20 for this quarter, but we are still zero. And it's a little bit confusing. If none, the 50 is an annual target. The quarter is 20. Why do you put yourself in a mess? Because I'm trying to assist you. Because you see, if you have planned for the year 50, now, in my view, the 50 will be divided by 4, unless there were some circumstances that were so good that you must then explain your quarter, the 20. Then you must then explain, I don't know what would be the next target. Because then you're going to go over your 50.
Chair, this is the reason I said earlier. We are reporting on what is our ABP. As I said, we'll come back and change this. Because it's not said I'm unhappy myself. But I need to report as it was planned. But we'll come back and change this thing, like indicated. But we can do that and after the first quarter. Seriously. Yes, it's true. How come we say 50 and then we're left with few in the air, which is 4 quarters? I understand. Thanks for picking this one up. Chair, also on this one, a number of community contractual agreements in place. Again, Chair, it's a matter of reporting here. Because as I sit here, we have signed contracts with Komani Fund, where we are delivering game as we speak. But it's not reflected as such in the APD. But we reflected the Masimale Community Project, the Misi, and Makarapula. Those are the things, Chairperson, that we're going to tweak and come back. Because it doesn't mean there's no delivery at all. But I think the project that we put here, we might have conceptualized them wrongly, while there are some that were already implemented, Chairperson.
Next slide. There's a thing there.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. I don't know computer sectors. This one are greens. This one, this risk area, I must talk to you. We are developing a new risk matrix with the new board. We do have our risk register that we are trying to mitigate. But it is a view that let us revisit our risk register because there are new risks emerging. There's a new hierarchy that we need to amend. We have already had two sessions with the board. We're also meeting again tomorrow to look at this area of risk because we feel that some of what we call high risk might be medium risk. Those we call them medium are high risk. But for now in this area, we are focusing on those high ones. We targeted 30, 30, 20 for the quarter, but we have achieved 20, 20, 10. This is one area when we come back again say after the third quarter, we'll come with an amendment in this area or members. The ICT strategy initiative. We do have a framework because this is one area that was an audit query last year because we lacked the framework. But now the auditor general is happy that the framework is there. But you must implement the framework. We even need not to be trained into this COVID. It is called Control Objectives for Information Related Technology. I still need to train the chairperson in this so that we can use that in order to change that grant. Chair will explain better when we come back in this area once even myself I'm trained to understand how we turn around this thing. In overall, we do have a green of 59%, where the no planned targets were at 14%, below target 12.2%, where we are cautioning were at 50%. Therefore, Chairperson, this is the quarter for St. Pat's for now. I'm happy that every quarter you will be monitoring us. We look to your guidance on those areas where we are not doing well. Thank you very much.
Before members ask, what the context?
CEO through the chair. Why were they on the target? Check in the first quarter as much as that. And the second aspect will be around the initiatives that are being taken. And you regard it as progress. And your comment is that in due course. Now, if you talk about in due course, it's open-ended for me. It's ongoing. There's no timeline. Can we get a timeline around it? Secondly, the moratorium on the filling of posts. Can you disaggregate without getting into further details? The posts that where moratoriums have been placed, is it senior posts, is it strategic posts, and what is the implication for server delivery? The last one pertains to savings. I just want to get an explanation to say. With the so-called savings, how are they implicating, impacting on service delivery? And is there any reinvestment or is it just saving for the sake of saving? What is the end product of that? Yeah, overall I'm fine, she says.
Thank you, Chair. The thing all told up that the board took a resolution that they must reduce expenditure for human resources to 55%. I just want to know what will be the impact, because I think you need to beef up this up in order to ensure that you conserve and sustain the environment in your entity. What will be the impact? Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. We are in your capable hands, CEO.
Thank you, Chairperson and honorable members. Honorable Mobilo, product development, yes, there's no target for this quarter. It's due to the process follow for any product to develop. Firstly, you must identify. Secondly, you must do a feasibility study. Thirdly, you must check if there's any scoping required or a full EIE. Therefore, we couldn't commit in the first quarter because the processes are underway, identifying, engaging relevant investors if you need an outside investor, inviting relevant communities. And if you look on the site, we are making comments because there is work underway, but we cannot deliver that product in the first quarter. Like Sangoni Gate in Kruger. You must engage the chiefs there, around this of the land, even other departments like the road agency. There must be a road leading to the gate. Therefore, you must make sure that those processes are underway before you can say a product is there. Because we put a number there to say we must have 7 at the end of the year. But the preparatory work must happen. Hence, there's no target for the first quarter. You must see in the first quarter, in the next quarter, we must say we've delivered 1 out of 7. Therefore, we need to monitor that. But for the first quarter, there are planning processes that are underway. I will ask at some point my colleague, Jiju, to give an example on this Kukuza Conference Center. What are the issues there before you say we have delivered the conference laws? That's one example. The next one, Honorable Mabilo, was on the moratorium. I'll also combine with our member on the impact. You do have what you call critical posts. You cannot compromise a position for a person working in a tourism facility, in a park somewhere in the province. Those positions are not compromised. You cannot compromise a ranger post where you must have a post for a ranger field. You cannot compromise a post for a receptionist because those are frontline staff. Where we are strict, honorable members, the head office. Because sometimes there will be a post for an admin officer. We'll say to the manager, can't you share those posts? Instead of stage one must have a PA, can't you share the PAs to service you? This is the type of moratorium that we are looking at. The second one is around the issue of impact. We are picking up, we have structural problems. The only impact we are communicating to the staff is that we might locate you. You won't lose your job, but if in Pretoria, if we need you in Fukuza or in Kalahadi, we'll have a chat, we move there. We have also did an analysis of qualifications. There might be people who are sitting in a position where we feel that your skills, you need to, what you call, job fit. Let's put you where you fit. Of course, employees have rights. We have to negotiate that whole process of the ODSI. Therefore, the impact will be for people leaving the comfort zone or their base station to go elsewhere. That will be the only impact. Of course, we'll do a change management process because due to uncertainties and anxiety. Therefore, the OD will be followed by the organizational change management. On the savings, I think it's linked to the earlier position that the board indeed said you are now at 58%, cut down to 55%. With the new board, we are also engaging to say we might go back to say the 58 to 55 is not doable because we run operations. In this OD exercise we are doing, we want to look at that because Sandparks, we run operations, especially in parks. We run park like an operational center. You need to have rangers on the ground. You need to have people doing laundry services, doing tourism. Therefore, you might battle to reach the 55%. But for now, we are trying, and the OD exercise will take us somewhere. We might go back to the board to say 58 is not doable, but we have started with the process. Therefore, there's no impact to service delivery overall, because we're not compromising the operations. We're only looking at those positions, especially at the office, where people are doing administration, they are doing the A work, they are doing some of the document management work. We're trying to align there. We're coupling that with strengthening our reporting processes. We want to go electronic, like the department is doing. We want an electronic document management system, therefore we might not need too many people to feed too many documents. Thank you. I'd like you to talk about the Skukuza Conference Lodge as an example of the process.
Thank you, Chairperson. The Skukuza Conference Lodge is a larger infrastructure, tourism infrastructure project that we're looking at in the Kruger National Park, which has which is our largest camp that enjoys a high occupancy level. So because we are a national park and we want to advertise what we are doing in terms of environmental management and in terms of community dividends, we want it to be the most responsible project so far in the country. So from an environmental perspective, we're firing in all cylinders so that we are, that project would be possibly off the grid from the Eskom grid, and also we're using grey water. From a social dividend perspective, from a community dividend perspective, also the aim is to have, you know, maximum leakage to that local area. So as a catalyst, we're using that project to look at areas like, can we outsource a laundry that would not only service that facility, but also the south of Kruger, you know, exceeding the camp, the large camp and the south of Kruger. So there are various initiatives that we're looking at. In terms of process, we have just received the ROD for the EIAs for that project. And, yeah, that's where we're at. See.
Thank you very much, yes, for Marvin.
So that we must not revisit this question again about the human resource. I just want to know in terms of Sandpark. I know government has a policy around the human resource. What is the ratio or the norm as far as Sandpark is concerned? Personnel expenditure versus non-personnel. What is the expenditure? What is the percentage? So that we don't come back to this question again. Thanks.
They will answer this question, but it will make more sense when you are linked to the finances that we discussed this year. Because whatever it is that they will say,
but we can also see it in the reflection of their financial reporting. That's what I'll propose, because that's what we have agreed on. That whilst indeed they might want to make some broad response to the issue, but in detail, we will still get the issue when they come in financial reporting media.
It's a very, very important question. As I even indicated, we will go back to the board and engage. we haven't had any national norm or international norm. But what we know, institutions decide based on the type of business you do. If you run a pick and pay or a chain of retail stores, you might have different norms compared running a government department or similar institution like ours. Hence, we are saying in this OD exercise, we'll have to go there to say, because we run 22 national parks located in the rural system, we run operations, we might fall for 60%. But for now, we're trying to look at the instruction, be reasonable, we go back with a thorough exercise to the board. And then when we come back, we might come and say, we've agreed at 60% or less. It's a type of operation, and our operations are changing. As you put more towards infrastructure, you must appoint more people, grow the revenue. But at the same time, as you grow your parks, you must maintain area integrity. Therefore, a 100,000 hectare park, once you go about double the size, you will need more rangers, more roads, more fences, and more infrastructure. Therefore, it's a moving target. Therefore, we cannot say it will be fixed to a particular one, but we need to look at as our business changes, as we grow the national park system. Thank you.
Minister.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair.
I thought so from the start.
Kundi is hyperactive by nature. Sorry. I'm sorry about this. I just wanted to draw the attention of honorable members to two things. The questions, both questions asked, are related to, one is on the moratorium on post, and one is the threshold. They are really related, threshold to how many people we may appoint. You know, most in our space, if there is no management by either the board or we ever set policy, there's a tendency to get the HR element growing and growing and growing and invading the space of developmental finance. So it is for that reason that you find a decision like this one. In government circles, which is what the board will have to go and do, deal with, is indeed that there is, as Kundi is saying, the CEO is saying, there's always a necessity to look at the sector itself. For instance, education is a people-oriented and people-driven kind of a business. And therefore, even in government, you find that their percentage AIs are allowed because it isn't just going on and going on. It is their setting government, just like what we have to do it now. I do suspect that it's very because you tell you, you probably have to ask people in HR. So that then sets the scale. But even if it is like that, as Kundi says, let me just also remind us that a decision like this one, you find that it's actually taken mainly during the times like we are. And I think we recall that in our last meeting, even when we were discussing the two other entities and the department, that this is a time when the budget are being reduced. Pressure is being put on those who are operating to actually look at where the savings can be on the Fed in particular. So you'll find that even the posts that are being asked, you are being asked to keep to, that's tied to the 55% of the allowable operations. But even if it is like that, then the issues that go and look at the Fed. Because more of us do have that, when I say us, I mean many of the departments. So it's really where you can find that people have got two secretaries, three secretaries, each one of us has one where we can actually share. So that's where the cut actually happens. When things are like we are, we have, by the way, reduced a bit of a budget to them, to reduce to source, reduce to all other entities, and when that happens, it is a necessity to look at it without compromising the finances. But I agree we need to just come back with that to your assumptions.
Just
one thing that we will just say in passing. The minister has just announced or publicized this week the steps. I would like us to go into that now, because it will be good that we go into that in detail, not within the ambit of the quarterly report of SANPAS. We have our great minister that indeed we need to engage with you in the manner that all of us have agreed on the rules of engagement, so that we go into this area of rhino poaching. We look at every aspect away from, we can't talk security matters before a media. It doesn't work that way. But indeed, we will make that arrangement, of course, take advantage of what we have announced now, so that we see what better can we do, what improvements are there, and what more can we do, all of us. So if there's this comment that you want to make on your pronouncement, by all means, but indeed there's an opportunity to engage with that.
I just wanted to maybe also just for the question of record, what we reported is not necessarily set. Because you know many people actually are looking for what's called set, how many rhinos have died. And that's it. So we're giving a holistic report on all the measures that have been taken, how fruitful are they becoming, or how less fruitful are they before, fruitful are they becoming, and so forth, and so that you can see where to tighten. It will be indeed, I'm just saying for purpose of record, what we announce is holistic report. We do, by the way, have a lot of pressure. People say we must give staff only, and staff almost every week, meaning that there's going to be somebody, remember we discussed this matter in the portfolio committee, somebody waiting to take staff and then be on the media room every week saying, now today there are 500, now today there are 501. Now today they are 500. So we don't think that's the way to approach it, but the statistics are a holistic part of it. They go even with people who are being arrested, those who are being, you know, convicted and so on and so forth. So it's that holistic report that we have given. For purpose of those who are reporting here today, indeed we are looking forward to a day. The portfolio of the other committees, like committees, going from the 7th to the Grand National Park for that whole week. So we may well probably join them also.
No, we're going to smell at least. We will make the time, Minister. Indeed, it's a commitment that we, all of us have agreed on. So we will make the time for engagement. But one last question, CEO. You said that indeed you also want to ensure coordination and between what the department says and the pillars of the department and the work that you do. What are the timelines that you are looking at? When you come to the second quarter, will you have done this ensuring that we speak the same language? And also there are some targets that you said you'll also revisit, so that they are able to speak eloquently to the work that you do. That whole arrangement, including the organizational design, everything else, what timeline are we looking at? In fact, Honorable Bungane says, why decide on red faces? Red.
Chairperson, let me start with your question, and I'll come to the OD. We have started the work already. We had the sitting with all most senior staff. The fact will make the time when we meet in Golden Gate, doing it exactly that, looking at that radical agenda with everyone. We are now finalizing all the work we did in Golden Gate. Hence, I indicated that we will have approval of the minister to change that step, because we cannot change it. That's one. I'm talking about strategic plans for 2016-17. But it's always ideal. I think it's a process of the department also, that you can only adjust your APPs
in the third quarter. Therefore, when we come to report the third quarter, that will be the fourth quarter, but we'll do the third quarter, we will come with a list where we're changing the APBs. In October, 1st of October, we'll be engaging the board on the same. Because when we come to Parliament, we need to also get their note in that area. Therefore, we'll come and do that. The OD exercise, we are given 18 months by the board because we need to consult. We even just finalized our terms of reference. We have consulted with the staff what we're going to do. We are given 18 months, which is... Yeah, we'll check, but I know we're given 18 months to do all of that. Yes, because now we have what we call an interim structure. The board was saying, we approve the structure as existing, but we are willing for you to pick things here and there, but we're given 18 months for the whole OD exercise.
I think the question on the sugar note, on the red faces, when do they get green?
Next quarter, we don't have a choice. You need a change of the red. Therefore, that's our commitment that we'll work with speed on those areas so that we will change them to yellow or green.
No, I want
to. Of course.
Actually, I'm hoping that in the next quarter, second quarter, we'll be having two number of community contractual agreement in place. Currently, there's zero. And the people out there really want this, and they are getting impatient. Please, I think we need to have squid agents.
Cornelius, I think probably, let's assess your report your first quarterly report. And indeed, we are also saying there are quite a few things that you need to work into, even the ways of doing things in that institution. But so far, I think we are getting there. We appreciate the report that we have given here, and to also your other colleagues, thank you very much for making yourself available to come and speak to us. We will then be speaking to and following very closely on all the matters that you have raised here, and also the correction of some of the happenings at the Sun Parks. With those, let's thank you very much. The next one is Sunday. Thank you very much, colleagues. You can now go and have your procurement meetings. By the way, as they are coming in, CEO, one thing that we learned about Sandy when you were away was that you did a wonderful job last year. And that's a report that was given to us, and all of us were quite impressed. We therefore don't expect anything less than what we got from you now. So we will not expect you to degenerate, but we expect you to continue with the ethos of good work that we were introduced to in Sandy. With those words, the ball is now in your court.
Okay, so you didn't hear that, you didn't get the call, that's good. So, as the instruction that you gave at the beginning of this meeting, Chair, I'm going to go right to the very last slide, and then my colleagues will then fill it in. If you can just go to the very last slide, which is the slide which really made the summary of all of these in the beginning, but we made a summary at the back. Okay. So I just wanted to say, Chair, that we have a total number of agreed targets of 41 in this year's APP, and of those targets, 38 of them have been achieved, and some have been exceeded, and there are three targets behind schedule which we want to talk with you about. And I hope that's sufficient in terms of the instructions that you gave us at the beginning. And my colleagues will fill in. So the first target, so in other words, we have 38 greens and 3 yellows. And I think it would be good if maybe you can give us instructions about how you would like to see this depicted, and if you think that maybe a dashboard like that would help you have an instant look at performance. But essentially that's what it means, 3 yellows and 38 greens in our final dashboard. Yes?
No red.
No red. Yeah. Let's talk about the yellows. Okay, so the first yellow, and slide 20. And it's program 3, which is the Building the Foundational Biodiversity Science. And essentially, it is the target that helps us keep track on the amount of quality controlled species data that comes through our system. And as you see from the explanation there, we are... And my colleague can give more information. We are addressing the challenges, and our partners, because we engage with many partners to provide the data, and often they don't provide clean data, and so we therefore have to go through another iteration to improve the data. And particularly on the mammals, as you will know, our initial competencies was around being botanists, and in the last 10 years or so, we have built up our capacity to look at animals, and in this area, for example, mammal red list data, we are behind in cleaning it up, but we feel that we will reach the annual target of 50,000 records added to the Found Animal Species Database. In addition, we will be also receiving data through our engagement with the Shale Gas Exploration Strategic Environmental Assessment, which I think I've spoken with you about before, and we're very privileged indeed to be able to collect more data, particularly around the Karoo area, where the shale gas exploration activity is happening. So we feel that we'll catch up with that. So that's the one issue around the database. Thank you, Kamba. The next one is slide 27. Thank you. Slide 27, page 14. And here, you know, Chair and colleagues, and I do hope that very much that you've gone into the Biodiversity Advisor. It's a very popular site. Basically, all the information that we've garnered through all the work that we do is in in the Biodiversity Advisor. When we are set the initial target, we did a sort of total count, and our colleagues have subsequently gone in there and found that there was the count included spam records and repetitions, and so we've gone through again the numbers to clean that all out. But nevertheless, we feel that with various activities, including having a biodiversity information workshop with a number of users, that we feel that we can reach the target. We don't feel that there's any problem with the target. I think it's just in the first quarter target. And then finally, the other one, which is also yellow, And this is the one that I've also raised our concerns about in various meetings with the portfolio committee. It's our job creation and in-skilling and incubating projects that we've been doing quite substantially at Sambi Lead, but as my colleague from Sandbox indicated, he's a partner, he's one of the 44 partners, and we had a very ambitious target for 2015-16, which is 1,000 unemployed youth skilled, particularly unemployed youth from designated groups, as well as those particularly from rural and peri-urban areas, which in engaging with the Jobs Fund found that that would be the target. And we have wrestled with this. I think what is happening here is that it's like a perfect storm. At the same time as there being a moratorium of jobs in the public sector, at the same time we've got an economic downturn. But I want to say, maybe a little bit ambitiously, that we feel we will achieve the target for 2015-16. And in fact, we have to date achieved 608 jobs created. And that required us to engage with municipalities, with provinces, with public entities, with NGOs, with private sector to extract 608 jobs out of this. We feel we will get there. I think that we should have a stretch target in this space because it's so important. And I'm sure, I think you will remember when you visited us, colleagues, you met two of our young people who were so impressive. One woman who had been unemployed 7 years. Okay. One young woman who had been unemployed for 7 years with an honors degree in environment, and the other young man who has become our GIS expert, and you made a presentation on behalf of our GIS colleagues. I don't know if my colleagues want to add anything in addition, but my understanding is that is.
You can add so that you increase our questions.
Okay.
Colleagues, by all means.
Honourable Chair, just to say that we feel that we will achieve all our targets. So the three where we're behind, you can see that we've taken corrective actions, and we want to assure you that we feel we will catch up on those three that are behind. Thank you.
You want to add now? Okay. Members, the ball is now in your hands.
The overwhelming pressure is quite good, Chair, because it makes it very difficult for us to be able to access them currently, the NDC, because they haven't indicated the quarterly milestones. But so far it looks good. That's what I can say.
Want to make Selembe Chakuluma Lalo. Remember Parliament, I said, Ukuluma.
We are impressed by what's happened by Sambi. They, upon all in terms of the job that has been created, we are pleased with that one. We are sure they
Mabina. Sir.
I'm fine, sir.
Kekan.
Hi. Department. Thanks.
Colleagues, you know why I wanted to go through each member? It's because the exercise here is to see whether are you able to meet your obligations. have planned by yourselves, not by ourselves, and you are able. Therefore, there's no reason to keep you here, because we can see that out of 41 targets, you have been able to meet 38, and even the three that you say you have not met, I think it's not such a trace, Nash, because you can meet them the next quarter. So from where we are seated, you are doing a great job. And by the way, this is what we said the last time we were here, and you were not here, Tanya, and your team was here. We were quite impressed with their report, with their annual report, by the way. With their annual report, and we said to them that they must tell you that you are doing a great job. The only area, and this is the area where all of us need to pull our weight, is when you have young graduates who come to the entity, get skilled, and we then share them with some other host institutions, and thereafter we are unable to absorb. That is the only issue. Again, it is not your issue. It is not your issue. It's something that all of us should look at and see how best can we remedy this anomaly. Where, in fact, we have taken young people out of poverty, and they, even their families, can see that we are also out of poverty now because of these young ones. All of a sudden, they are back to poverty. But we're happy that we are now saying, no, we are dealing with it. We are dealing with it, and wherever we go, when we go to municipalities, when we go to some parts, when we go to the department, by the way, to the minister, we say, Minister, let's make sure that, because those people who have these skills, we need them in our area of work. So let's absorb them, because we will not be absorbing them because it's a nice thing to do. We are absorbing them because they've got the necessary skills. But more importantly, we'll also be doing justice to the environment where they come from. Their families, their neighbors, their townships, their rural settings. So I'm saying something because I need to say something. So that I earn my salary. But indeed, we are quite impressed. We are very impressed. Keep up the good job. And also, we said, Minister, when you were not here, that we went to some of their areas where they keep these plants. What do they do? You're going to know. We went, and again, we're so impressed with how immaculate they keep these areas, or laboratories, for lack of a better word, making sure that our biodiversity is protected and conserved for even those who might not be born now, not tomorrow, not next year, but conserved for many, many years to come. So we can see and we can attest, because we have been to your area, that you know what you're doing. And also the wonderful skills that you have also been able to get and keep. Of course, you know, skills of this nature, you must get them, but you must keep them as well. So again, Minister, this is also speaking to you, because this entity reports to you. So therefore, when people say that government entities are all of them by design terrible, I say it can't be true. Because the ones that I work with, they are not terrible. Zambia, source, they might need some few tricks in terms of reporting. Ismangaliso, Sandparks. Indeed, I've not seen any of the entities that report to this department that are not doing what is expected of them. Definitely. So, with those words, from where we're seated, we are done.
That all of us would then continue to remember that for purpose of branding South Africa, we are
the third most mega diverse country of the world. So we must say every day. We come after Brazil and Indonesia. And we see where they are water, full of water countries. We are water countries.
Colleagues, I know that whilst we will release the minister and the department and family, you still have some things to do here that we need to look at. I'm debating. Yes, yeah, but thank you very much, Mr. Daniel. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, and go well. Go well. I don't think that what you are will be raising with you is secretive. It's just one issue that we think you have that document or the document that I'm going to speak to within your document. There is a draft program, as you know. Committees have been requested to have joint oversight programs next week. Is it next week? The other week, from the 8th to from the 13th to the 18th. There's something that we have been talking about all along, and one of those entities that we said we need to pay a visit is Isimangaliso. We have been talking about it, and we thought that perhaps this would be an opportune moment for us to go to Isimangaliso and see this wonderful place that is our international heritage site. But of course there are other areas that, because we'll be together with another committee, we will also visit Isandlwana, an area, also visit the Durban South, by the way, the question of pollution in Durban South that we have been talking about. So all that we are requesting is that if you agree broadly, then this is what we will take forward. But already, I have signed a letter that commits us to go to Caledon that week, together with the Portfolio Committee on Agriculture and Tourism. Yes, so it will be the three of us that are going there. Our main interest is the pollution and Isimangaliso. So if we are in agreement, we will be the happiest. But we are self-reporting. That's one. The second issue that we have to report. On Friday, we are meeting. But we will not take the whole day because we are, again, engaging with two entities. It's Isimangaliso. Of course, we'll tell them if we agree that we're going there. We'll tell them that we're coming to you next week. Isimangaliso and the source. So we'll also be looking at the quarterly. Source is both. It's what they face to convince us on, and then their quarterly report. And then Isimangaliso is their current quarterly report. So that's what we'll be doing on Friday, and we are hopeful that that should not take us until lunchtime. That's for your information, but most importantly, are you agreed with the joint oversight program?
Thank you very much, Chair. I don't have a problem with the joint oversight visit. Actually, I was going to propose that we visit Isimangaliso because of the recent program from carte blanche where they say things are not right according to what we are getting the information, and I would love us to go and do an oversight. Now that is part of the program, I really appreciate it to see firsthand what is happening on the ground, and it was really shocking to see on the program what is happening down there. So I support the proposal.
Proposal is a recommendation that we all go there. That's the shame.
Thank you, Chairperson. I was also there the previous week. I think it will work if most of the stakeholders are informed and invited, and also given opportunity to express their feelings, because they are of the opinion that the portfolio is only little much from the board of the Humanity Store and Wetlands Bank. You get many stories, but it's better if you go there, because you remember earlier this year there was also the tutoring and the complaining about they can't have even access roads, and even the roads that were usually there. So now to have the alternate or some other things, I know that if they are giving an opportunity, it's better to listen, and then at least they'll say we listen to them rather than we are listening to the management of the park.
I think what we might not have here is listening to those people. Listen to them. We will find a way of listening to the stakeholders. Particularly people, some have trained, then they might listen to Amakosi and others, other people that might be, but it's something that we'll work on, yes, yeah. Are we then in agreement, will we then meet here again on not yet, where are we meeting? We'll be told when we will meet on Friday to take forward our work on the quarterly reports of the two entities. Thank you very much, colleagues. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you.